Well, let's get started, motherfuckers. All I'm right, Maddie man. Smith, and this is that time of the week.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm in my comfy clothes today. I just spent the weekend in Seattle. Thank you, everyone who came out. The shows were fire.
Sponsored by Starbucks.
Sponsored by Starbucks.
And lobster.
And lobster. I ate a lot of, actually more crab. Crab and mussels and clams and clam chowder. It was all very delicious. Kia and Jamie, two fans of the pod, mentioned specifically how much they love Caroline.
I thought it was going to be me for a second. I was like,
Caroline.
Shining.
Caroline.
Shining bright like a diamond.
I feel like you made this up. You made this up.
She did. I'm not.
Yeah, she did.
No, I'm not.
Those aren't real names.
That's why people love her. She's so humble. She's like, you made that up. Whereas I would be like, but why didn't more people say that to me?
I said, tell me more. Did you record it?
You guys would be like, you didn't make that up. And there's also more you're not telling me about.
We got to stay humble.
Yeah.
There were a lot of pod fans. One like guy who was maybe 5'3" and Hispanic mentioned Ashlyn, actually.
Wow. Oh, that was my dad.
Oh,
yeah,
he had braces. So
my dad.
Glad things are looking up for him. But it was a really fun show. Thank you, everyone who came out. We got some coming up. We coming to Salt Lake City. Hey. We're going to be doing some, what's it called when they put the dick in, but they don't move?
Soaking,
we're going to be doing some soaking.
What?
Ashlyn, you never heard of this?
No.
Okay. I'll let Stuart explain because she's a Southern Christian girl.
A Southern gal.
Yeah. Who went to school in Utah.
Oh,
Arkansas
too.
And Utah, the two worst states. Okay, so, shout out to those states. So Mormons, they can't have sex before they're married, right? So they do this thing called soaking and or marinating. It changes with the year, obviously, the terms they use.
Oh my God.
Where the guy will just put the penis into the girl's vagina and just hang there. Because they
know.
In and out is sex, right?
But technically,
going in is
that loophole.
But
like
just, it's like a loophole. It's like when you're a Christian and you have anal.
But sometimes,
right. From experience, I don't know.
But sometimes, God said you can put it in, but you can't move it. That's what he said.
They're like, well, moving it
it's
is
in
sex.
The Old Testament.
So they'll just soak their little penis in the girl's vagina.
But is like soy sauce involved or something like that?
Here's
and
what
teriyaki. In their heart?
You can't soak the marinating thing.
You can't
pickle
soak
juice.
If you're not wet, honey. You can't soak if you're not wet.
Oh, okay.
And there's no way you can get wet.
And there's no licky licky, nothing.
There's no way you can get wet for a Mormon, in my personal opinion.
Oh.
Or they're so oppressed that they get dripping wet like the first time you got fingered, you know what I mean?
No.
Remember in high school when you'd be just dripping if a guy like touched your hand?
Oh my God.
Remember that?
Even if he looks at you,
you're like, I need a diaper.
What I will say about Mormons that I know for a fact is that they, since they don't have sex until after marriage, the girls are actually they actually have insane sex once they're married.
Yeah,
because they're all pent up. So, like, I've been to a few, like, Mormon, like, wedding showers and stuff. But the girls will get, like, this insane lingerie.
Yeah.
They're all hot because they don't drink.
Right.
Or smoke or, like, drink coffee. And so they just,
or
like,
live life.
Yeah, or live life. So they look amazing. They have, like, crazy lingerie. And they fuck hard once they're all, like, whores once they are married.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Good for them. Shout out to the Mormons.
I wish
Shout
I knew what it would feel like.
Maybe that is.
What it felt like to have, like.
To wait?
Yeah.
No, I
like that. Or just, like, excitement.
I wouldn't want to wait.
But it's only like 2 years and then they're like, then they have 17 kids and then they live like they're hauling tunnel, honey.
Yeah,
yeah,
true.
Literally, it's like throwing a hot dog down the hallway.
They don't use birth control.
I think they do.
Really?
It's not super Catholic there. So
I don't know.
But they want to have a lot of kids. I don't really know.
Yeah, don't they have a lot
Well,
of,
my knowledge stops after the fucking.
After the soaking.
After the marinating.
But is there a part where someone else moves the bed so it can go back and forth?
Oh,
or is that just a legend I read on TikTok?
What?
That's a legend, but it sounds insane.
Like, someone will move the bed so the dick can move. You know what I mean?
Oh.
What?
My God.
Just saying. I mean, that's,
so
just,
like a
that's just me on a Saturday.
That's just a Tuesday for me,
honestly.
Right? I was going to say, that's like the teacup. Like, how you're just trying to move the teacup.
Yes.
Like,
Mormon
TikTokers. Yes.
That's what it is, yeah.
It says Mormon TikTokers are sharing tactics to get around chastity rules. Third, it's called jump humping and soaking.
Jump humping.
Soaking,
I did that.
Soaking will be defined.
Yeah.
But I think the other one is, a third person jumps on the bed to create motion that simulates a thrusting effect.
That's me and you and Kate tonight.
Yeah. Happy 6 years. Speaking of, Ashlyn is dressed to the nines because she has a date with Kate tonight.
I like your boots.
And
thank you.
Last week we did a show, all three of us, in New York City, and we had a pod fan come out who bought us all drinks.
He bought us.
And he said, he's like, I know Kate.
Yeah, he said the main squeeze.
He was so nice.
Main squeeze.
And he saw Caroline. He was like, Cassie 27.
Yeah.
And this guy came from where? San Francisco, right?
Yeah. He was in town for work. He loved the show. Paul, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Nice.
Thank you, Paul, for coming out.
It was a cozy show.
But let's get into some topics. And of course, we're here with Stuart, Ashlyn, Caroline. How are you guys doing today?
Amazing.
I feel great.
Never been better.
And we have a new mascot. Who, after we did Squid Games 3000, I found this in my lobby. I said, coming home with me. You're coming home with me. And so we have a new mascot, this sucking and fucking, definitely not Mormon.
He's getting his mouth ready. Look,
that looks like me on Friday.
This is me. Dude, when I give head, I go into fucking raptor mode. I'm bad. I'd be bad. I turn into the fucking Joker.
Teeth, right? You use teeth, right?
No, I turn full whore. Like, absolute fucking daddy issues whore. It's bad. Like, I'll be like, looking at me. It's bad. You ever do that? Dude,
yes, I'm not going to share it with the world.
Oh, sorry. I've just been like pretty proud of my BJs lately. So, whoa, I said too much.
It's nice when you get good at BJs.
I know.
It feels good.
I know. I have to get better at like sex, I think.
It's good when you're good at sex.
I'll move the bed for you for now.
Yeah, move the bed for me.
I feel take like her I'm on the road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, let's get into our topics. What do we have? Speaking of, there's a new study on the female orgasm. Yeah.
Speaking of the opposite of giving head. Yeah.
Speaking of the opposite. So there's a study out that says that female orgasms are actually a... evolutionary thing, because they are technically not necessary. So we have evolved to orgasm as a way to indicate when we're ready to have a mate.
They're absolutely necessary.
What if we need some more facts from the article.
Technically,
because of guy, there's a goal of a man coming, and that's to make a baby.
Yeah, what is the goal? What they're trying to figure out? What's the end goal of a like?
It's a very,
is there a biological reason? Is there because an evolutionary reason?
I've said it before. I'll say it again. We do everything.
I was gonna say like, have you ever had a stressful week and then you get the shit fucked out of you and then you're like, life is good.
You know, I think it's
like, actually
you're
lying there. You're like, okay, I owe the IRS $13,000, but it's okay.
Everything's good.
If we're coming, we'll be nicer. We'll do things for men. We'll tell them, listen, you're not supposed to wear that. You're supposed to look better. You're supposed to go to your job. You're supposed to go to war. Go do your nice things.
We'll make a sandwich. You know what I mean? Like, just make us come and we'll just say, what do you want? Like salami, turkey, cheese.
We're not going to be making any more of these Quentin Tarantinos if women are going to be nicer to men.
We're going to be making a stable man that put forth
effort into society, unlike these incels we've been creating currently.
I pick up the phone. Right. You make me come. I go to Richmond for a fucking frat.
I tell you,
wear
this for your work meeting. Oh, you're going to look great, sweetie.
Yes.
And then
yes.
you go and you get the raise, and we're able to have children in New York City.
You make me come. I don't care if you leave the seat up. You make me come. I fucking pick up your little dirty ass laundry for you.
You make me come. I don't think about murdering anyone. Like, it's just very simple for me. It's
so
very...
I would say yes, necessary. That's a good point.
If a guy makes me come, I will become an Italian mama. Like, I will make
the pasta sauce
for
every
the whole
Sunday.
Family.
I will get involved in the mob and I will not speak about
Literally.
It.
I will hang up his little champion shirts on the
I will
line.
Smuggle drugs in, okay? I will do the time.
Yes. I will
hide
time.
The body.
I will take the
cheating. You know what I mean?
You know who's coming? Kingpin. That Coke Kingpin's wife. What was his name?
Oh, Pablo Escobar?
No, the recent guy that went down.
El Chapo?
Yeah, and his wife was like, I don't know. I didn't know about this.
You know who else
She's
was coming?
Coming three times a day.
You know who else was coming? Aaron Hernandez's wife. Well, because they had the threesome. They were jumping on the bed and all of that.
Oh, I don't know the story.
Because when she's in trial, they're literally like, what is that? She's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Isn't that the shape of a gun? I don't know.
I don't know what a gun is. Yeah.
Down a bitch that came.
Yep.
That is a bitch that came, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Loyal.
A bitch that came, Casey Anthony. Okay. She's like, I don't know that, baby.
Soaking.
Talk about soaking. Caroline, are there any facts in that article we should know about?
No. Not really, but they were kind of able to find out, like, a connection between like women who orgasm with a man. It's like a signal to yourself, like maybe this could be something long term, or right. like it's like Absolutely. Almost like your body saying like,
ding, it's like ding, ding. Stop being a girl boss, quit your job.
not even that.
Raise a family.
I eat your nails. Cook pasta.
I think it's more towards like
wear a girdle
for like evolutionary stuff, like for right. for reproducing. Like this is someone to mate with.
This
could be a like, successful meeting.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Girls don't want to marry guys anymore because they suck. But if they're going to make us come, then we'll be like, okay, fine. We'll quit our jobs and raise a family. Right, we don't want to vote anymore.
Right.
You got to be coming.
You got to be.
Yeah.
But there's also, they also like measured, like they asked a bunch of 19-year-olds. I feel like
that, girls
was,
or
that
boys?
Was the test. I think.
I feel like I didn't come until I was.
They asked women.
I can't
and
come to like last year.
And
really?
They were like,
in high school, I was coming all the time.
What?
I had a boy. My first boyfriend, I was like the tall guy.
Well, his dick Again, was the I, size of that bottle.
Of the
we
moon.
Didn't. We didn't fuck. I would like to dick let everyone know that I have one vagina and it's very tight. But when we fingered and shit, I was vaginas. Coming. I was nutting hard.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
that speaks to the testament of this man.
I know, and he was so fucking mean to me, and I stayed with him forever because I.
Because he made you come.
Yeah,
it was. Awesome. I am shocked right now.
So maybe but I was also was... young. I feel like when you're young, you just like it's, you I... start fucking someone for, or hooking up with someone.
I feel like when you're getting fingered though, it's so easy to come. But when Ooh. You're like when it's like dick penetration, I think that's what it's hard.
Oh, but I don't. I think they're just talking about him making you in any way come, right? Because only like 30% of women can come from penetration. I right. think the articles are just about, like, can he make you come in general,
yeah,
right?
That's
the first step that we're all looking for.
I think it also has, like, an emotional bond, like, like...
What?
I'm thinking. No, yeah. I'm thinking. I'm not judging you. I'm like, I know the way I'm looking at you, but I'm thinking.
I thought
but
it meant just, like, in general, because most...
Female orgasm frequency has been associated with the partner's family income, self-confidence, and attractiveness.
For Stuart, definitely.
Yes.
Okay, but we're talking about fake orgasms or real orgasms?
Real ones.
Because for money, yes, I am orgasming all day.
If he's a billionaire, I'm like, holy shit!
Or, like, family income.
Yes. Billionaire.
I'm like the yacht, the cape, the cape house, the cape house. I'm like, the cape house.
Hey, my mom's doing it pretty well.
They say family income because
I know that's
for me.
Weird.
It's more like,
but I think it changes.
Like, if you work in finance, that's gonna make me come harder. Than
I think
family.
What they're
income.
Saying is like it's like
that's like the personal income,
oh right? God. But it's also like I think there is a biological reason to have an orgasm. Like, there's no, we didn't just like decide to have orgasms one day. Like, there's definitely a biological reason.
Isn't that so? Our and nerves built that together. So
yeah, I think it's because there was some
that's
kind
very
of
nice
need.
Of our bodies.
Like, yeah. It guarantees you getting pregnant. Somehow
so we didn't start
reproducing
orgasming until recently.
I don't know.
Or it's like maybe it's the highest chances of something that would work.
We should get like a girl scientist on here someday.
Yeah, right.
Because we're kind of stupid.
Any doctors in the head?
Like a gynecologist.
Yeah.
Or a sex therapist.
Should I ask mine?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can ask mine. Mine.
Tell her to bring your
person.
Records.
Okay. Wait, is that
tell
a breach?
Her to bring your records.
Yeah.
Is that a breach of patient?
My
doctor,
gynecologist is amazing. She literally checked her phone once while she was literally knee deep in my pussy.
Yeah, she's listening
and
to
you. Like, are you a man? I've been here before.
Yeah. Right. Ew.
I was like, what'd they say? Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of, you know, dating and stuff like that, our next topic was an article in the Post, because Caroline's a Republican, and
we love
and
the Post.
It's called The Death of a Chill Girl. Yes. It's saying a lot of us, when we're dating, we're bringing it all out up top.
I have
no more chill, and it's so amazing.
I don't know, I still feel like there's still an art to like revealing stuff.
Yeah.
You can't just go full fucking balls. You don't even know this person.
Can you?
Well, here's the problem.
That's your authentic self.
That goes back. Yeah, but what's the line between authentic and like, I don't know.
But also, what's the line of like chill and just being like a crazy Latin girl?
And
Right? There's
but
no
guys
difference
like
for
crazy
me.
Girls.
You know why though? You know why this is happening? Because all these girls are seeing how they like Ted Bundy and all these crazy guys, and they're like, oh, crazy is in. I'm not gonna be chill anymore. Like, the chill girl is the boring girl.
But also it's saying
I've always been crazy.
Yeah, chill is boring, but also like it's like a pick me girl. It's kind of like a version
of
that.
I'm not like other girls. I don't have emotions. You can not text me for 3 weeks. I'm
right.
cool.
Right. It's like you don't have to do that unless that's like your authentic self.
Right.
Like,
right.
You shouldn't have to do that for a guy.
I think that's just be yourself, basically. Which we're just all crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What that's saying is women are starting to be themselves.
Yeah, literally. Women are just Stop being trying to hide every single emotion.
Yeah. There is no chill girl.
Seriously.
There's no such thing.
No, also, I think like, you start chill for, like I said before, in my speed dating segment, you can find it here on
a little bit later and past episodes.
And past episodes. But you first 3 dates, be so sweet, be so normal. I'm going to meet your mama. No. Very sweet. And then you just rip it.
Rip.
No.
What you have to do is after he makes you come, you rip it.
After he makes you come, then you do whatever.
After you let him come in your mouth.
After you let him come in your mouth, that's when you let the crazy. You're not going to leave.
I swallowed your kids. Who's going to swallow your kids?
Can I ask a sexual question?
No, you sprinkle it in. Listen, you sprinkle the crazy in. You do it in the first date, but you don't do it so crazy that it's like a red flag. You know what I mean?
Pink flag.
I wasn't there for that episode, I think.
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
because I wasn't there.
It was really good, actually.
It was actually so good.
Top downloaded.
Because I wasn't there.
Top downloaded.
Because we didn't have you trying to keep our crazy down.
Yeah.
Like you're doing now.
You're sprinkling right now, and we're going full like grenade.
Fire hose.
Anyways, I say sprinkle it. I don't say rip it. I say sprinkle it in.
I try to
show a little
bit
of crazy. Like, you know what you do? Mm. Like, if you're in New York City, you're on a date, and someone, like a car or something, like a pedestrian gets you mad, you kind of lose it a little bit, right?
And you let them know.
Oh, that's perfect.
Because that's kind of hot.
Establishes dominance. And you
can, exactly.
And it also lets them know, you fucking crossed my path. That's how I'll act to you.
And I'm fucking crazy, but I also can defend you. You know what I mean? So you sprinkle crazy in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I like to how you do it. I like to like let within a few dates like be mean to someone else to let them know I can fucking be mean.
Yeah.
And it's a warning to you if you do something like that to me, like you're gonna get hurt.
That's really good. Yeah. Or I'll talk a lot of shit and then I'll be like, this is a message to you. Secretly, I'll be like, telepathic.
This is how far I can go.
Yep. Here's the truth. Uh-huh. The hotter you are, the crazier you can be. I'm mid. So then I can be mid crazy.
But also you gotta put into that recipe your pussy game. You know
as we've all said, we got the Squid Games 3000.
So then you could be a little bit even more crazier.
I actually would like to say something about the hot girl thing. I don't know if they can be crazy because when men start dating them, they romanticize them more. And sometimes when men get one little tiny thing, they're like, I just can't see her the same way. I've heard multiple men say that.
You
to
blew
me.
My mind just now.
Yeah, I feel like it might. I don't want to defend hot girls, but sometimes they get like put up a little
bit. Yeah, but I don't.
And
think...
if they are a little bit, the guys are like, "Yo, she's fucking nuts." Whereas we can just be like, "Eh," and they're like, "Well, she's kind of weird."
Yeah, but
too.
We're not that hot. You know what I mean?
That's what
I'm
she's
not
saying.
Saying.
Okay,
No.
That's
I'm
what
saying,
she's
yeah,
saying.
She's saying
that pedestal.
Like,
yeah.
I'm saying like hot. You
like
know
she
what
was
mean?
Saying, like the spectrum of hot, and you're like, you got to be careful because Could you see like a little Barbie doll?
You just blew my mind.
Yeah.
I honestly feel like I'm in Greece listening to Plato right now. That's very interesting.
Welcome to the cave. Welcome to the cave, bitch.
That's very interesting. Yes. That's so true. I always look at hot girls online and I'm like, you know what? There's just so many of y'all. Like, thank God. God, we have personalities. Anyways, continue.
But also my spectrum of hot is really different. Right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, I bet you... Whatever.
I'm just talking like obvious hot people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
But Sydney Sweeney, if Sydney Sweeney was crazy, that turns me on even more.
I know.
I'm like, yes! Yes!
So you do like the crazy.
Yes!
See, people like it when you're crazy. It's fine.
It's fine. It's literally fine.
It has personality. Crazy has personality.
It's literally fine. And also women more so are more just like, I'm giving you my all and if you don't want it, I'm on to the next one.
Yeah.
We take more.
The best thing you can do.
Are you crazy at all?
I think people think I'm chill all the time, but I'm actually, I have a ton of anxiety.
She has anxiety, yeah.
And then it bubbles over and I like usually like become.
But do you ever make a scene?
No, she
never make a scene. I just internalize until it kills me. Inside.
I feel like Caroline internalizes and she kind of sits in her apartment for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm like, are you good? And you're like, no.
She's like Victorian
very internalized.
Woman crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Hysteria.
Yeah, I get hysteria. I get like, I start to cry sometimes for no reason.
And she faints.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like,
but
I'm
that's why you need to come. That's literally why they invented the vibrator to cure hysteria.
Yep. They're like, shove this
that
up.
That is.
You.
Yeah.
It's true.
Pacify.
They literally go to the doctor and get vibrated.
It's a pussy pacifier, kind of.
Literally,
hold on,
it was
I need
prescribed.
To make an appointment with my primary.
It was prescribed. They're like, you are
now
hysterical.
You just go to Chinatown.
You need
life hack. Life hack.
Next topic.
Look into the camera.
Okay, we got one more topic. Okay, these are all kind of similar. So there was a study done on what traits make up an asshole. What defines an asshole? And Caroline, what did they find?
A man.
Middle-aged white man.
Yeah.
When y'all sent me this, I thought we were really going to talk about a real asshole. I was like, this podcast.
No, dude, we've been
out of control.
The terminal.
Dude, we've been toning it down for you.
Two of my grandmas are still alive. We have to not.
Sometimes we'll send a topic and I'll be like, Stuart won't talk about it. So right. I have to delete it.
I know, that's going
to
be like my corner today.
Yeah.
I'll say anything. How to describe an asshole. Well, yeah. If it kind of looks like a close lip and right.
I don't know.
It looks like things.
Yeah.
Viola Davis.
Dogs' buttholes. Ugh.
Ew.
Cat's buttholes.
I hate cat buttholes.
Anyway.
Okay.
Have you seen the tweets that are like, Michelle Obama must be so mad at her?
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Wait, why?
Viola Davis.
We'll talk about it later.
We have to cut out.
We'll talk about it. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go to our first segment. Yes. Our first segment is called Let's Sync Up.
Sinky, daddy, sink me into the water.
Soaky, soaky.
Soaky.
Maddie in Salt Lake City. Soaky, soaky.
Yo, I'm going to get soaked in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soak Lake City. Soak Lake City.
I have to send you my restaurant recommendations. I have such good ones. I can't even talk about it. Red Iguana. Red Iguana.
Red Iguana. It was good.
You went there?
You sent me there.
I know. I send everyone.
What's Red Iguana?
My favorite restaurant in America.
And describe it.
Mexican food.
Best Mexican food. I've personally ever had.
Yeah. Really?
It's
you
so
love
good.
Mexican.
And it is the people. Number one, the top.
Really?
You have to go to their second location, though. The first one's a little different.
Okay, I'll go to Red Iguana. Well, we always start this pod with one question to get our juices flowing, to get our Fallopian tubes tight. And today's question, spring is here. We couldn't think of anything. You guys have allergies?
Oh, no.
I'm allergic to the bullshit. I couldn't think of anything. I'm allergic to a small dick. I'm allergic to a thin wallet.
I'm allergic to that. I'm allergic to not coming constantly.
I break out in hives.
I'm allergic to bad vibes.
I'd be allergic to guys who wear Converse.
That's a
I'm allergic
life.
To women who
I
speak.
Developed that allergy late in life. I developed that allergy late in life.
There was one in Black Seattle who was trying, a guy in Converse was trying to like hit on me in Seattle. I was like, I
and
can't.
And you said, no, I can't.
That sounds like my personal hell.
Yeah.
If you wear Converse, you have to be like a sick skater. And if
you
just...
You have to be Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah. You have to be straight edge with tattoos.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah. You can't... Yeah.
No. Oh, wait. I'm so happy I'm not fucking people with Converses anymore.
You were for a while.
I know.
And
sometimes to grow and learn.
And learn.
What about... What about...
evolve.
What about guys who wear the white high top Converse?
That's even worse. That's not right.
And their ankles are so like thick in it.
Oh my god. And then they have like thick ass calves
hair.
And you're like, why is this happening?
The hair. Ew.
It's like cankly.
Sorry, I just sent Stuart into a
I literally
jungle.
Was just like staring off into the abyss.
Oh my god.
Thinking about
all
Converse.
The men. All the men in Converse.
What are you guys?
She's literally breaking out in hives.
I know.
That's an allergic reaction.
What are you actually allergic to? I'm allergic to penicillin. Oh,
are
my life
you?
Is so
you're
hard.
Allergic to penicillin?
Yeah, oh my god. Sister is.
And you be raw dogging?
Yeah. Do they even use penicillin anymore? Like
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a
I feel so cool when
I feel like, so like Mad Men to me. I didn't even know what that was.
It's my only unique thing when I'm filling out a medical form. Penicillin.
Yeah.
Why you're so unique?
I know.
I'm not allergic to anything.
That's really?
That could be your whole personality.
Chill, girl. Tell everyone.
No more. No, I'm not chill. I'm allergic to penicillin.
That's
so.
Your personality.
And
now.
Like you should know that.
First
date. Yeah, I'm telling people penicillin. Is there any penicillin in this?
Is this vodka tonic?
I'm sorry. Is there penicillin in this? Oh my god, I'm allergic.
I'm allergic to people that are allergic to gluten. EpiPen. I'm so over those motherfuckers.
But people. But here's the thing. There are people who are really allergic to gluten.
Ashlyn's being
woke. I know. I'm going to a gluten-free wedding this weekend.
No. That's not right. That's not
no,
right.
No, you are not.
That's not
tell
right.
Tell me more. Tell me
how much are you paying?
How did they announce that it's gluten free?
I can't talk.
They were like dress code, no kids, freely. And it's gluten free.
You can't speak freely, but then you throw that information out here. You're like a tease on this podcast. She's such a tease.
My best friend from college is aggressively gluten free.
Okay,
and it is annoying, but I hope she doesn't listen to this because I did get in trouble for talking bad about the bridesmaid dress, even though I love the dress.
We're just trying to be funny. We're all playing characters. No one is ugly. Like
everything's great.
Yeah, I'm not really gay. I'm not really Hispanic.
So she's aggressively gluten free, aggressively. Like, it is like beyond, and which I understand, but in my opinion, like, I eat gluten-free often. Like, I think a lot of things don't, but then you forget there's like little things that have it in there that doesn't. Anyways, it's a gluten-free wedding, obviously.
But do they have to announce it? They can just have a menu that happens to be gluten-free.
She didn't really say it, but yeah, obviously you're not allowed to bring gluten.
But why would you bring
gluten? But BYOG.
Yeah. I'm bringing my OG to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's like making the cake. She worked in a gluten-free bakery for years. She's like making the cake. Wow. I'm sure all the food will be super, super gluten-free. We're going to a gluten-free like bachelorette party the night before at this like steakhouse.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Here's the problem
with
that.
This is why I said I'm allergic to people that are allergic to gluten.
They're not worried about you, and they should be. You need to bring your
epi. Like, can't we just all be cool? Like, go to Italy.
Yeah,
senza gluten.
Can't we just go to Vegas and do coke? Like
senza gluten.
There's no gluten in coke, right?
There's some fentanyl.
There's definitely something in Coke Zero, I'll tell you that much. Yeah, gluten-free over that.
But there are some people who have like an intolerance that I really like.
Yeah, we co-opted their movement.
This is my friend. That's why I feel bad talking shit.
But this is my thing. Like,
but
it's
I'm like,
not
don't
like,
be annoying. I bottle up on my issues. Why can't you bottle up yours?
Literally, and this is my thing. Like, exactly. It's not like you're like a dog. You know what I mean? Like, when you're allergic to dogs, like, just the hair can make you allergic, right? Like, what's the problem with Stuart having a pizza if she's gluten-free?
That's what I'm saying.
How does it affect her?
Also, every restaurant has, like, a steak or eggs or chicken.
Literally.
And another thing, it's not like, it's like vegan. Okay, vegans have more, sometimes they have more, they're very animal-friendly, blah, blah, blah. That's the one thing, I think. Rather than making someone eat everything you need to because of a medical issue.
Yes.
That's hugely different to me. Now I sound anti blah blah blah, but it's like that seems like a lot.
That's like if we went to the hospital and Maddie was like, none of us are getting penicillin because I'm allergic to penicillin.
None of y'all.
I'm just such a people pleaser that it's hard for me to empathize with people who aren't, because I'm like, I would literally die and eat gluten just to make sure nobody hated me.
I'll pay for all my wedding guests' travel. I'll pay for everything just to make everyone not stressed.
To make everyone like me.
Well, just so that no one's talking on their podcast about me.
So 100%. Maybe I'm jealous.
Maybe you are jealous.
Maybe I'm jealous that I can't take ownership of my life. Yeah. That's probably what it comes down to.
Maybe I'm jealous that I'm not allergic to anything.
You know what? I'm going to be gluten-free. All right. Fair attention.
I like that personality for
you. I think I'm going to start too.
I'm going to pick up an allergy. I have to. I have none.
No, it doesn't say it on the invitation.
That's what
I'm allergic
thought.
To men. My pussy's allergic to men.
Yes, it is.
I'm allergic to alcohol.
I have the worst.
I'm allergic to tequila.
Really?
Yeah, when I drink it, my legs
take
spread.
Two tequila.
Nasty. You are nasty. Nasty.
This fucking whore dressed up for her 6-year date.
My
we know y'all spread. Are going to be scissoring for 18 hours
Kate's
tonight.
Pussy swells.
Stuart's going to be
smashing it.
Shaking the bed.
Fucking soaking each other like Mormons in Salt Lake.
You guys need a drink? I'm down there in my Juicy Couture sweatsuit.
I'm like a dirty martini. You're like.
Can't believe you.
Well, you were gonna say, I'm sorry that
what are you allergic to, Caroline? Dust.
I don't know, but sometimes I feel like I sneeze with dust, sometimes with alcohol,
air.
And then sometimes I'm outside, so maybe pollen, like I get a leaky eye.
Not the leaky eye.
One leaky nose, or like
I get a leaky eye too.
Like, I'm like, oh yeah. And I'm like, but I don't know what it is really. I think it's just pollen.
Yeah,
it's pollen.
It's the sun.
I probably am.
My allergies act up more every year.
Did you ever do those things where it's like they stab you with 6 needles?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
I feel like that's witchcraft.
That's like, whoa.
That's witchcraft.
I feel like you're just asking to be allergic to something at that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, just leave me alone. If it hasn't bothered me, I don't know.
Are you allergic to anything?
No, because I'm not allergic to anything, but I have the worst atmospherical allergies.
Yeah, I hate
like
those.
When I moved to Salt Lake, like when I'm not in Arkansas, I have Arkansas blood, so it's like my this blood runs thick. This blood runs red for the pigs. Woo, pig suey. So when I'm in New York, like walking down the street, like I have to like fully go to the bathroom every time I show up somewhere because like my eyes will be fully watering down here. That's why I had fake eyelashes for so long, because my eyes
just
drip.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
And you got a stye for a second.
I wanted to look up while giving a blowjob.
Yo, I would love to get a BJ from someone with fake eyelashes. That
These
sounds,
men are so lucky. They don't even thank me.
No,
you
I
should
know.
Start putting eyelashes on them and being like, eat my puss.
Oh my god.
If
I could see my man eating with fake eyelashes
on. You could. If you lay there, you open your legs.
Big eyes.
Like, yeah, and it just keeps.
What?
Kink reveal.
You want to fuck RuPaul?
Actually, yeah. What the? Big eyes, eyelashes. Looking up at you? No? Okay. I think I'm gay.
No.
I think I'm gay.
I think you're a lesbian.
I get freaked out when men have too good of eyelashes. I'm like, first of all, those should I deserve.
I know. I know.
You're just jealous.
I want them to I want them to have like four.
Yeah. Like four little spicks.
Yeah.
Like diarrhea of a wimpy kid.
Oh, little guy.
Anyway, yeah, my eyes and nose run. Like right now, I'm like so allergies. It's crazy. When I moved to Salt Lake City, I got horrible allergies. That's why I got the little test.
I would like to say that's one more thing about allergies. I think the sulfates in some wines fucks me up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've been getting really bad acid reflux with wine.
I'm over wine.
Yeah, I think alcohol reflux is just poison. Yeah.
And espresso martinis give me really bad acid reflux.
Heartburn. Oh, my God. Yeah. I get heartburn. Like, yep. 60-year-old man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Espresso martinis.
They give me really bad heartburn. Everyone loves them.
You got roofied by an espresso. The little espresso beans were roofied.
I threw up everywhere. Block
don't
it out.
You dare okay. blame.
Let's wrap up that segment. I feel like we're synced up. You guys feel good?
I'm synced.
Yes. I'm sinky sinky.
Let's move on to our next segment. Speed dating
with
Stuart.
Ashlyn.
Ashlyn,
I'm allergic to that.
You can give advice. 6 years. Do you have any advice for staying happy in a relationship? Assuming you're happy.
You want to take over the speed dating day since you're on your 6th year of dating? That's huge.
I don't want to take over it because I love
this
segment.
Just give us one piece of advice.
I will. Forgiveness. Forgiveness.
When you spill barbecue sauce in someone's purse.
And then you forgive them.
Right. Forgiveness is big. I'm bad at it.
Like, and allow growth. The person to grow too because you're both growing together.
You know what I do? I forget, but I don't forgive. In my heart, I'm like, I know I don't forgive you for something, but I can't remember what it is.
I would say I forgive you, and then 6 years later, I bring up the same argument.
I know.
I literally hold it in the back.
I know.
I have like ammo. I keep it like ammo. Like,
yeah. Yep, yeah. It's like in Halo, you reload the ammo and you're like, you forgot my birthday 4 years ago. So don't even fucking act like I'm supposed to put my shoes away.
And then they rebuttal to that and then you take out the grenade and you're like, and then for our anniversary, you didn't even buy me a gift.
Boom. Boom.
I actually have really good advice. Whenever you're like mad at someone for something, you can just like remember it, keep it in the back of your head. Never tell them.
Exactly.
It's noted.
Wait till you have 3 drinks and then just blow up on them.
That's
my
healthy.
Relationship advice.
That's healthy.
That's my speed dating.
Absolute. Do you have a question this week?
I do.
Okay. Last week's was good. People commented like it was deep.
I got really deep last time.
Yeah,
because I don't like women holding themselves back
Me
from
neither.
What they
Lisa Simpson deserves
don't
better.
Don't be soaking when you can be fucking. Okay.
Yeah. Don't be marinating.
Getting orgasms and carrying on evolution, Darwin. Okay.
Darling.
Shout out to Darwin. Okay.
Darwin.
This one's good.
That's what we should say instead of darling, Darwin.
Darwin.
It's Gucci, Darwin.
Hello, Darwin. What can Darwin. I get you to drink, Darwin?
Oh, Darwin. Okay.
Please believe me.
Okay. Y'all, are y'all ready for this one?
This one's
wild.
Wait, I'm nervous.
Be nervous.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
I need everyone's help for this. Okay.
I'm allergic to nerves.
Me too, actually.
Me too.
I get hives.
Okay, get ready, get ready. My BF is too into the Muppets.
Boyfriend. Oh,
what?
Yeah. Boyfriend, just in case some people don't.
Oh, okay.
Some people will think
Let
like
me start
friends.
Over.
Okay,
you
sorry,
just
sorry.
Ruined the big reveal.
Sorry. Okay, okay.
My BF, boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Is too into Muppets and puppets in general.
No!
How do I navigate? Now this is bad.
This is good because Stuart's dated people with heavy hobbies. So
I
want to hear from you.
People with that own trinkets, and it's not. And I know a guy that has that owns puppets.
Okay.
So listen, this is bad. Is this good? No. Is this ever?
Is it bad?
Is this moving evolution forward? Absolutely not. Evolution should actually come and make sure he doesn't procreate. However, I do think the Muppets are kind of sweet and kind of cute.
And if he's making her come.
And if he's making you come, and if you really like him, I think you should just think of it as a cute thing and obviously don't tell your friends or us. But I think at the end of the day, he's got a cute little hobby.
That's something you tell the friends after you break up with him, and the girls are like, you didn't tell us that.
I know.
When the girls are like, but I liked him.
Yeah.
And you're but he liked the Muppets.
It was like
no.
someone I knew was in a relationship for a long time, and then he dumped her, and she was like, he voted for Trump. And I was like, you didn't tell me that, bitch. The Muppets comes out later when you're like trashing him.
Any man that has a severe collection, unfortunately, is a red flag to me. Like, I don't like a collection of things. Like, I'm like...
I don't mind
it's border vibes.
But they do. It also means that they like something. They keep it around. Maybe they have like a little like emotional connection to it, I say let the guy love the Muppets. And maybe you can bring it into the bedroom, dress up as a puppet. I actually look exactly like a puppet sometimes. I'm like,
sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes I look at you and I go, I miss Sesame Street.
I see pictures of me doing stand-up and I'm like, I literally look like a fucking puppet just up there.
Shouldn't he be good with his fingers down? Like, is he good at fingering?
I would hope so, yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Right. Why doesn't she go into the bedroom and say, tonight I'll be your Muppet?
Yeah. Exactly.
She should be like, I'm not going to suck your dick until you get rid of these puppets. Until you get rid of the puppets, I will be sucking your dick with the puppets.
Oh my God. So we got fucking Kermit the Frog going in. How does that feel, bitch?
And the voice. You like that?
You like Muppets now, bitch?
You like that?
And if it's Kermit, you're gay, bro.
Yeah.
So we find out more things about him.
Exactly.
Miss Piggy probably sucks great. Dude.
Oh, what?
Gobble, she got the slob on the knob. She
does not swallow though.
She does.
She
spits it up and swallows it right back
she
up.
She swallows, dirty. Puts her little sheer nightgown with fur on it, goes to the bathroom, mouthwash, and then goes to bed and kisses Kermit on the forehead.
With a little face.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's so cute.
Kermit loves her. You know they're fucking. Like, no, they have deep fuck
and
vibes.
She's on top always.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like vibing out. Like, doesn't even care. Like,
but Kermit
that she's
likes
Miss Piggy.
Style. Like, wow. He likes doggy style though. You can tell.
No.
Really?
Yeah. He's got like the long legs and the long arms.
Yeah, because doggy's a way for little guys to feel like bigger.
Exactly. Yeah. To dominate.
Yeah,
because
they're like over you, even though he's like, you know, tiny.
Exactly.
Oh my God, you're so cute.
Ew. You know what you should do? Tell your boyfriend to listen to this episode because we just sexualized the fucking Muppet.
Now he's going to bust a nut listening to us.
He's going
to
get horny.
Yeah.
He's going to get horny.
Kate has a puppet.
I have a puppet.
Because she was in Avenue Q.
I know.
Oh, I love Avenue Q.
So she has a puppet that she uses for auditions. But that just means the girl's good with her fingers.
And then when she says something rude, she's like, everyone's a little bit racist.
That's me.
When she's mean to servers. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Stuart. Great
advice.
Thank you,
Stuart. I mean, was that good advice?
That was great.
Let him have. You know, men do weird shit. They're kind of autistic.
I do weird shit.
Yeah. I watch too many Housewives. It's happened.
Right. That's your Muppet.
That's my Muppet.
Her boyfriend's going to write in and say, my girlfriend watches too many Housewives.
Exactly.
What do I do?
Or something else.
That's our version of the Muppets.
And men need something to focus on. They need like the sports or the basketball.
And it's better than a drinking problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it could be worse.
If you're lucky, you could be collecting DUIs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't mind a hobby. To me, it shows like, you know, like you're... got some stuff like that you'd like to focus on and you're not all over the place.
And you're not going to be too obsessed with me, but it also shows that you can obsess over things, which means you can obsess over me. So I kind of like it.
Collect my hair, bitch.
Men, men do cringe
my
things.
Underwear.
Yes.
Men do cringe things sometimes, but luckily we're becoming less chill. Ladies.
Agreed.
Less chill, and we get to do cringe things too as
Agreed.
Well.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cringe, recognize cringe.
That was great.
Exactly. Okay. Don't kill the part of yourself that is cringe. Mm-hmm. Kill the part of yourself that cringes. That's a quote about Julia Fox, in my opinion.
Oh.
Did you just make that up?
No. Oh. I don't know where I heard it, though.
I love it, though.
Was that on Tumblr?
Episode
Tumblr.
Title.
Tumblr.
I don't know where I heard it.
Okay, well, let's go on to our next segment, which is called First Impressions.
Okay.
We do this one every so often. We haven't talked about celebs in a while.
Yes.
So this segment involves each of us bringing some celeb news, but the way we're going to share it with the team is through an impression of that celebrity. I only have one, so I'll let one of you guys go first. Ashlyn looks really excited.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. I mean, it was a children's game. Why would they put that on a children's game?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh,
Roblox.
Yeah, yes.
What is that?
Roblox.
What happened?
Kim, you can say.
Oh, they put the sex tape.
Saint
Ray
was,
J.
Yes.
And the kid saw it?
Saint, yes. The boy, he was on Roblox and someone put it and he was like, look, mom. But he didn't know what it was. He was like, look, it's you. And she was like, let me see that.
But Saint can't read yet. Yeah. Thank God.
He can't read, but he is on an iPad.
What a
ruined
Christmas.
Do you think that's real? Do you think there's a second sex tape?
No,
it wasn't a second sex
but
tape.
Kanye got her.
He said there was a second one, but I think he's just like,
Kanye literally delivered her Ray J's hard drive, so maybe there was. I don't know, but Kanye like shut it down apparently.
I don't know. That's really sad to me.
Yeah,
it's sad, really sad.
That was crazy. Yeah. Like that was crazy. But I thought she
it made
had
me
this.
Sad that I don't have a sex tape.
Yeah, I'm like, That in that way, that's why I'm sad.
I'm like, how do I get on Roblox?
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way she handled it was really good. Like, she didn't like overreact in front of him. Like, she was like, let me just see that real quick. And she was like, Chloe, come here.
She's a you good know, mom.
She, yeah. The way she handled it was really
the
good.
Fuck.
That's hard though. Can you imagine? Like,
did you see the videos of her being like, Chloe, get here now? And yeah. Tristan is like, just Tristan thinks it's gonna
I'm
be
a
on
mama him. Business. Wait, yeah, it was about him.
That happened on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Chris created that storyline.
Yeah, but they're like yeah, for sure. And they said Roblox a lot. I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
So
it's
paying,
literally sponsored content.
You're saying you're gonna sue them, but you're saying the name every 5 seconds.
Yeah,
yeah.
Smart.
Wait.
Yeah, branding. Yeah.
So smart.
I love the Kardashians.
Like, they're in a meeting, and Chris is like, Kim, we have to bring the sex tape back just for. And Kim's like, Mom,
just for who? Because it's their rule to start.
Right.
I know that did happen. That did happen, though. Ray J's manager said they had. So it did happen.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, Chris definitely brought into the narrative, and then even Chloe was like. So it was like, this is like season one again, the sex tape, like bringing it back.
It's weird because they know that they have to like give a backstory to things that actually happen
and
when they're filming.
They're so good.
I know. Because we know it happened, but they have to like, to keep people watching, they have to show like why.
You know what's so
That's
interesting
so genius.
About the Kardashians? They speak so slowly.
Yeah.
I'm like.
Brainwashing.
Yeah. I'm like, it is hypnotic.
It's
yeah,
also it that California speed. It's
but
like,
they know, but they've been on
their voice is stuck in traffic.
But they've been on, but they've been on so many, so many of these shows, and they are literally media people. They know, like
that's what
everything
makes,
they do is like. It's like when stand-ups do comedy now; they have to be like clip oriented. The Kardashians are like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
They speak so slowly, and
it's like watching a play.
The colors. I'm actually falling asleep right now thinking about it. But like the colors are also.
You're like, oh.
You're mesmerized. The colors are also. It's like honestly meditation to me.
Yeah, you're like, where am I, Bora Bora?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Sex tape meditation. Okay, that was a good one.
Let me do one. Let me do one.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Yeah, it's over. But it was 8 years, and
I think I know. We keep going.
I'm so bad at impressions. Okay. What are you going to do? Moving on with my life and probably make another TV show. People are mad that I'm an intellectual, but I'm not going to change myself for anyone. But he changed himself a lot. He's a chameleon.
Oh my
Natasha
God.
Natasha Lyonne?
Yes. Is breaking up with Fred Armisen after 8 years.
Yeah, because he probably beat the shit out of her. He hits women. What?
He does? What?
Yeah.
He's scary. Well, I don't know if he hits, but he's like, people get out of relationships with him and they join Scientology. Like, right. They're fucking.
Elizabeth Moss said being married to him was the worst year of her entire life.
Yeah.
And she was in The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah. And she's a Scientologist.
And the show was based off their relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're breaking up. I don't know why I just saw
I don't mean to start beef with Fred Armisen, but he does hit women. But anyways.
Any guy who does impressions, I think is unsafe.
1,000%.
Yeah.
Wait, so they broke up? I didn't even hear about this.
Yeah, this week, right?
That was a
I didn't hear about this either.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Was it good?
I didn't hear about it either.
Oh, and she's like, I don't know. I think it was over a swimming pool.
They've been together for years.
They're both kind of weirdos. Yeah.
I didn't realize that they were together that long.
They're not really in the spotlight, though, unless they're working. They're not really media people.
Yeah,
because
she has to hide her bruises.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
The bangs.
Seriously. I think they were probably, I mean, they're both really busy. They were probably just floating for the last few years.
Yeah.
Although, what has he been in?
I don't
Nothing.
Really
they haven't
know.
Been anything. He's been
domestic,
he doesn't do stuff.
Domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Lawsuits. I don't know. I'm not trying to start beef with Fred Armisen.
All right. Anyway, Stuart, you got one?
I love Fred Armisen has a great video where he does all the Southern accents and it's really amazing. One of my favorite videos. Okay.
But that's like someone who's not going to be fully present in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have all that brain power to collect people's stuff, like that kind of memory, like you're probably going to be really abusive.
Yeah.
Right? If you can collect people's like mannerisms that quickly, like you can manipulate people.
I always think that if you're good at impressions, you're a little bit of an asshole.
Mm.
I always
and he's a middle-aged man.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, luckily I'm a very nice person because I'm really going to be bad at this impression.
Okay. Yeah. Seriously, that's what I always say when I can't do impressions. I'm like, well, I'm lucid and I have great friendships
because you don't like.
I've been working on my Kourtney Kardashian for like 5 years and I can't.
I still can't.
I
don't have any good.
Do it.
Do you have any grapes?
Grapes. She like swallows her words, but I can't do it.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Ashlyn, what were you gonna say?
Oh, sorry.
I was just gonna say because if when you're talking to someone who has an accent, you don't want to like bring it up, right? So you're trying to like avoid it. But if you are someone who does impressions, you're just like so fixated on it. Yeah, yeah. And you like go home and imitate it.
Yeah,
you know
to
what
me,
I mean?
It's like you're distracted while I'm talking.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're kind of an asshole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever. Like if you do impressions.
All right. This is going to be a bad impression.
I'm here for it.
All right. Okay.
Did you think I was going to touch your puss or something? Then you reacted that way.
I got excited. That was going to be soaked.
She got so scared.
Stuart's clit is on fire.
I'm orgasming and Evolution says you have to break up with Kay to marry me.
Yeah, bitch.
I'm avoiding doing this impression. Okay.
Mashed potatoes.
This woman is crazy. This woman is as full of shit as a Christmas goose.
I know. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
Yes. No! Johnny Depp. That was my second one!
Oh, Johnny Depp.
We beat each other up like
I still
want to
hear yours
last
though.
Year,
that fight
we should do that
crazy.
Fight.
I still want to hear yours, but they're in court right
they're
now.
They're back in court. Yes. And it's my favorite battle.
Two crazies.
Battle royale.
What are they saying about each other?
He says that cunts. She says he fed the dog cocaine and held it out the car window. He says she's shit in his bed. She says.
She says. And
okay, Brooklyn.
It's my favorite tennis match. I'm like
literally. It's back and forth. My impression I was going to do when she's saying that he's boring because he has all the old men over and they play and they're playing with their guitars. Literally, they're like rock stars. And she's like, all these old men come over and I'm so bored because they're playing with their guitars. It's like, bitch, you're in the room full of rock stars.
I will say, though, one time I lived with people who played in a band and you get cranky real quick. The star starts fading once they're up at 4 a.m. noodling. Yeah.
I will say, did you guys understand though, that he literally said she is as full of shit as a Christmas goose?
Yeah, like he's
what
he comes
is this language
with,
you speak?
He comes. His text messages are like very specific.
He's definitely stuck in some of his movies.
Hilarious.
For sure.
He got too into some of them.
Oh my God.
He's definitely still Jack Sparrow.
I think he's definitely stuck in Fantastic Beasts.
Definitely.
He's hilarious to me. Seems like he's like out living on an island somewhere. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah. And she hasn't been anything in a while, right?
She's been in this fucking lawsuit for like 3 years now. Right. Yeah. We talked about this on my podcast like 4 years ago.
Yes. Yeah. And I didn't even know about it, remember? And you were like, yes. I was like, I love Jack Sparrow. And you were like, it's Johnny Depp.
Jack Sparrow. And now you're here bringing impressions. Yeah. We can all grow.
Well.
Caroline, do you have one?
Oh, this is going to be hard.
Caitlyn Jenner.
No.
I put on my heels.
my alarm went off and that used to keep me up at night. So I'm an insomniac.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk?
It's like could be anybody.
Shit.
Should I keep going?
Do the like lean into the impression a little more.
Or give us more details. One or the other.
Oh my God.
One or the other.
Something.
I used to be on Friends and
Ross? Ross Matthews?
Oh, Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, yeah.
Jennifer,
is that bad?
Let me do my Jennifer. Oh my God. That was Jennifer Aniston.
I don't know. I was not picturing.
I thought
picturing.
That was really
isn't
good,
she
sweetie.
Kind of like,
I thought that was really good.
I thought it was like Peter Griffin, maybe. Okay.
I thought that was like the super that tells them that the guy from upstairs died.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he died.
I thought it was Ray Romano.
Yeah.
See, nice people can do impressions. There we go. This is our first.
Caroline is very nice.
Very nice.
I did.
Can you do it again now that I know it's Jennifer Aniston?
No, I'm shy.
Hilarious.
Now she's shy. I'm shy now.
Don't be shy.
Doesn't go she ahead. Do this? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she, yeah.
Like, kind of. Oh.
Yeah.
No. She.
Oh, you know. Isn't she like kind of like perky?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Oh,
thank you, Stuart.
It's the tone
you might
of
be
the voice.
Actually. You'd be a great girlfriend for Fred Armisen.
Caroline,
oh my God. You want me to get?
You just said
abuse?
He hits women.
No,
how
but I
that?
Could just see.
Like, she could take. You need a beating.
I could see. No, I just think
she's
he likes,
like car motion sickness. You need to get your ass.
Are
beat.
You calling me Fred Armisen? Like,
no,
like,
I just think you guys. I don't know.
Should I call him?
Yeah,
I could see that too.
Yeah, wow.
Oh my God.
You just need someone who laughs.
Hilarious.
Okay, so Jennifer Aniston says she's not sleeping anymore.
I mean, ideally,
anymore.
He wouldn't beat you, obviously.
She said, no, I think that's probably what I need.
I probably wouldn't sleep if I was Jennifer Aniston. I'd be like, I'm Jennifer Aniston.
She was sleepwalking for a little bit at one point in her life. And she was super sleep deprived at
People who sleepwalk,
and that was
like,
in the news.
You got issues.
That's creepy.
You got issues.
To me, that's creepy.
You need to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's just cocaine on the front side, but I don't know.
Yeah, seriously. I think she has like no brain cells anymore.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, she talks about she keeps up a healthy, balanced diet and is committed to being mindful of what she puts in her body.
Yeah, we know. She's been talking about it for 30 years.
I'm mindful of her fucking body.
We all know. Everyone talks about Jennifer Aniston's diet and how sometimes she'll have Mexican food.
It's like one
have you seen her salad?
Yeah.
Have you seen her salad?
What's in it? I've seen, I know what you're talking, I saw something about it recently.
Yeah, it's like chickpeas, lentils, like brown rice, all this. It's just like a big bowl of chopped salad that she ate every day.
Yeah, bitches love grains. I'll tell you that much.
Bitches love grains.
Bitches, if there's one thing bitches love, it's grains.
It's grains.
I'm writing a self-help book called Bitches Love Grains.
Greens or grains?
Grains.
Oh, yeah.
They like greens, but grains are always, they're like, I always start the day with like a quinoa bowl.
We love greens. We
come for greens. A quinoa tofu scramble. Oh, I love green. Hey, money and weed. So what? We get drunk.
So what? We smoke weed.
We just having fun.
We don't care who sees.
When I heard that song, I was like, fuck yeah.
Talking about weed.
Oh my God, when you
I really
heard
don't
that
care
song
who sees.
In college, yeah. You'd be like,
we would play that in the pregame with like a black light and like a UV blue lit up. You're like, fuck, I'm so cool.
But talking about weed, we've got a sponsor.
Oh, we have a sponsor. And I'm wearing their hoodie. Because it's a cozy day. Ounce of Hope. Go to ounceofhope.com. Use code MAD20 for 20% off some fucking edibles. Squid Games 3000. Let's go on to... anyone have any more impressions?
No, we're good.
I want to... Can you do your Johnny Depp before we go?
I was going to... I did my Amber Heard.
Oh, okay. Go
remember
ahead.
I did it already.
I don't know. I don't remember anything before like a week ago.
I have another one. I have another celebrity.
Go.
You want me to do it? Okay.
Yeah. Is it me?
I'm not saying that I'm guilty. I'm just gonna.
Oh, that was good, Cuba.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes! Yes! Took me there.
Yes!
That was good. Okay, Fred Armisen.
Wow.
Hit me.
Wow. Yeah,
that
Cuba.
That was so good. You got the face down and
yeah.
everything.
Yeah. I literally thought that I was in that bobsledding movie.
I literally thought I was in Cool Runnings.
Is he going to jail or I don't like.
I don't think he's going to jail.
To abolish
Wait,
prison.
Ice is Dogs is what he's in.
Oh, who's
right?
In?
Snow Dogs.
Who's in Cool Runnings?
Cool Runnings is about the Jamaican.
I thought he was in Cool Runnings.
No, he's in Snow Dogs.
Snow Dogs. He was a snowplow guy.
We watched
Snow Day or Snow Dogs. Snow Day was good too.
I think it's Snow Dogs.
Remember the Snow Day movie?
What about
she runs out? She's like Snow Day.
Snow Dogs.
He was in Radio.
He is Radio.
We had to watch that in health class in high school.
He should go to court for.
That's one way to get kids to start. If you show high school kids Radio, they're gonna do the voice. And
I used to, yeah. I used to sob watching Radio.
Really, I used to laugh.
Make me so sad.
I used to laugh. Okay, let's go to our next segment.
Yeah.
All right. Unless you had another one. Oh, you just did it.
Okay.
Anywho, wait, who's in Cool Runnings?
Not him.
Not him.
Am I racist?
He's in Snow Dogs.
No.
No, we watched.
They're about
they're
snow.
Both about, no.
Yeah, actually, they are.
Well. They're in Jamaica in Cool Runnings.
They go to the Olympics,
but
and they're in
the
snow.
Jamaica's got a bobsled team.
Yeah, and they go to the Olympics.
It's about it's snow.
Yeah,
I get what you were saying.
Yeah, the full movie is in snow except for the beginning.
It's because we come and she doesn't,
and we watch movies and she doesn't.
Yeah, no. Look, if it's snow.
I put my
That's
face
you
there
with all of us.
Yes,
we're all whites.
Yeah.
You.
All right. Well, let's move on. Let's go to Caroline's corner.
I love your corner, Caroline.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I have one. Oh, restaurants in New York City, Italian restaurants are no longer using garlic, saying it's Italian American, not Italian.
Okay.
I heard that the Italians cut up their garlic.
Yeah.
They just put it in there and then you take it out for flavor.
Like a bay leaf. We've been fucking mincing and Allison Romaning the shit
chopping.
Out of all these cuisines.
Chopping. We like to chop.
Okay, so
Wait,
what's
so
your take?
Not, so all of them are not?
No, just some of them. The only one that they mentioned that's like, we
Maybe
love garlic.
Danino's
is,
put garlic in her espresso martini.
I think that's what happened.
That's what
I
it was.
I couldn't handle it because I only eat potatoes.
The Italian roofie.
Oh, God. I feel like, but people were complaining because it gives you bad breath and then they're like, oh, because of COVID. You had to breathe in your own garlic breath. And so we stopped, and it's actually not, it overpowers a lot
Has
of
Has anyone
flavors.
Heard of gum?
Yeah, chew gum.
Pussies. Those are pussy people. Yeah. Like,
and they don't eat pussy if they can't even smell their own fucking garlic.
If I put on my mask after Italian and I smell garlic, I'm like, that was a good meal.
Yeah.
That was a good meal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was good.
I was soaking it for a little bit. I'm on the train.
I put it on
like,
on purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Carbone still uses garlic.
You get the taste all night.
Yeah, that's very
Carbone is slowing down their garlic?
No, Carbone is standing by garlic. They are garlic supporters.
I stand with garlic.
I stand with garlic.
Do we need to start protesting?
I don't know. But also, I did look it up. Garlic doesn't come from Italy, obviously. Like neither do tomatoes, I believe. Two things that
everything came from China.
Pepperoni,
yeah,
it was slaps.
It was from like Asia, and they kind of probably just picked it up and then just started putting.
But what is your take as an Italian?
I like garlic, but I do know it can be a little strong.
Yes. Oh, that's the worst when you have a dish at like some like Italian place and it's too garlicky.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck you.
The
like
worst part is when you get garlic nuts and you want to complain about the garlic nuts. I said nuts, didn't I?
Yeah.
Garlic nuts.
Garlic nuts.
I'll show you my garlic nuts. Yeah, if they're too garlicky, you want butter.
Yeah. Exactly.
But garlic is good for you, and it has health benefits, I think. And then,
yeah, like keeping vampires away.
Right. Yeah. Like, you got to keep them away. You got the evil eye and the garlic. I'm trying to think. I was going to say something else. But I forget.
What do you guys think of this
debacle? You're so obsessed
with what?
With Fred Armisen. Everything we're talking about, she's like, Fred Armisen.
Fred Armisen loves garlic.
She's a vampire.
She loves
it. I was thinking about sucking blood and then like abusing women. And I went to. Okay. Anyways, I don't need to explain my amazing train thoughts to you. I like garlic, but also it does stress me out sometimes to cut garlic. Also, sometimes I'll buy a big thing of garlic and then I'll keep it in the house for too long. And
yeah.
Then
it's
like,
rotten.
It's rotten. So although I do like garlic, I'm fine with whatever the Italians want to do. I support them. I support the industry.
Well, they're saying that it's Italian-American. The Italians are like, that's an Italian-American
thing. I've never
been
to Italy, so I don't know.
Garlic. We don't, the real Italians don't. We're like,
all right, and that's fine.
I did hear that, so I stand with them.
No, I stand with garlic.
I stand with garlic.
I stand with garlic.
I'm going to get a garlic flag.
But like, don't be stupid with it. Like, use it in
moderation. Don't be stupid with it.
Yeah.
Don't be stupid with it. Garlic. Don't be stupid.
Just a little bit. And it smells really good when someone's cooking with garlic.
Oh, yeah. Mama
but then you want the smell to go away after a while.
I'm literally getting horny.
Garlic it is smells awesome. Really good. All right. Well, Caroline, thanks for welcoming us to your garlic
corner. Thank you.
Let's move on to our topics. Orgasm. Do you guys ever have an orgasm so strong you say, I'm going to marry that man?
No.
Not a man.
Not a man.
Sorry. Person.
My hand.
Gay. My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours. Is that about masturbation?
Who is? What is?
Joel.
I don't know.
That sounds like it's about it jiggling like that yourself.
That was from you sounded like you were singing a song from, what's that movie? Dear Evan Hansen or something. I was like, what? Sounded musical. Sounded very theatery. Hands are, yeah, I guess it is. Yeah, about masturbation.
They're not yours, they are my own.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You know what's about masturbation? Or orgasms?
Don't start now. Oh.
When I think about
really?
Yeah, I guess maybe everything.
Starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose.
Oh, yeah. That's about.
You know what's about masturbating? And that was the first time I was like, I need to masturbate.
Beat it.
Oops. Oh, my. By tweet?
How's the heck go?
I'm in the wrong room.
Yeah.
I am in the wrong room.
Is there anything about this room that indicates I would know oops, oh my, by Twee?
You're wild and out socks.
We thought Cuba Gooding Jr. Was in Cool Runnings.
Yeah. But tell us, how's it go?
Oops, there goes my shirt up over my head. Oh my,
oh my.
Oops, there goes my...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm looking at that. No, you're good.
I don't know that song.
Right! I think we might know it if it was...
Done, right? Yeah. Not by this
maybe
monotone.
Fred Armisen can sing it to you.
Work on your Cuba. Work on your Cuba.
Yeah.
That one was good.
When she goes, I came home around then.
I don't know the rest of the lyrics. I just know, oh my.
Oh my God.
I think Caroline's singing of a different song.
No, she has exactly.
Okay, well, let's talk about it. What do you guys think of this theory? We talked about it a lot. We can talk about chill girl, female orgasm, and assholes.
What defines an asshole?
Middle age.
Old man.
Also like how difficult you are, how like agreeable you are. Like, so usually like they measured on certain things. And then I feel like the results were, they varied.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different people who fit that mold. But
do you guys think I'm an asshole?
Sometimes. But I think everyone's an asshole. But then, like, that's, it's so hard. Like, again, like, with the line of, like, chill.
There's some people that I'm just like.
Some people are pure assholes.
Yeah.
It's definitely a spectrum. I got some asshole in me, but some people are just assholes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's, like, not willing to bend.
I like people who can be assholes sometimes, but I don't like a pure asshole.
I really don't love the word asshole. It's, like, grossing me out, to be honest.
It's a gross word. This whole
paper is written
about.
You keep thinking about the butthole. You're not thinking about the person.
Yeah, I'm thinking only person. Yeah, you're going too deep with it.
Yeah, you're thinking anal.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking person. I'm just, like.
Asshole's, like, the worst thing you can be. If someone calls me a bitch, I'm like, yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I think if someone calls me a dick.
No,
like, you're a dick.
Yeah, dick is pretty.
Because, like, dick has no personality.
Dick is similar to asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dick is, like, a little smarter, though. You're like, he's a dick, but, like, there's undertones of, like, but he's smart. Asshole is just, like, pure, like, fucking
asshole. I bet he's an asshole, but he's funny.
Yeah.
Assholes can be funny.
Dick is, I think, worse.
I met a few female assholes, mostly the manager at Keg and Lantern in Greenpoint.
Shout out our sponsor, Keg and Lantern.
She's such a bitch. Every time I walk in there, I'm like, I'm going to stop coming here. She's so rude. Karen, she's like manager vibes, you know?
Sometimes, like.
But other than that, it is usually men that I'm like, that dude is such an asshole.
Yeah. Stuart, I can't even say that. Do you hear that? She's asshole.
I don't like to say that word.
Except when you're like, spit in my asshole.
Ew.
Like,
we don't do butt stuff on this pod.
Asshole related behaviors include manipulation, aggression, irresponsibility, and entitlement.
You're just describing a man.
Yeah.
You're describing me.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, entitlement.
What do you guys think in, like, would you ever, like, date? What if a guy's perfect, but he doesn't make you come for, like, 6 months? I'm changing the topic.
I can't.
No, I can't. That's bad. Then you need to talk to him.
How?
You need to say.
It's not that hard to make a girl come, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But, or maybe, maybe you're just not sexually compatible.
I mean.
Does it once
is a master, has it on her resume.
You made them come.
Beginner's luck.
Wait,
remember,
how do you know she wasn't lying?
No,
because I'll be cheating.
Girls don't lie with girls.
This is what I'm gonna say.
I don't know what
that. If you don't make me come in the first 6 months, it's not for me. All right. Yeah. I'm very sex heavy.
Yeah, I wouldn't get to 6 months.
Yeah, I'm very sex heavy and I
wouldn't get to 6 months either. If the sex is bunk, like 3 weeks. Because, like, two times we're done.
You're saying 6 months, but how many times have you tried to have sex with them?
I don't know. Like, ongoing dating, boyfriend material, maybe.
It's got to happen at least in the first 3 times.
Some people aren't coming out there, though. Mm. One time I talked to a girl, she was dating a guy for 2 years, and she's like, he won't eat my pussy. Mm-hmm. He has trauma from another relationship. I said, okay, push him down there.
What trauma? It had garlic.
Maybe.
What trauma? It was teeth. It remember the teeth? The movie?
Vampire garlic.
No.
What?
Tell that girl no. I'm so annoyed at her.
I think they broke up by now, but 2 years is so long for her to be like, he doesn't eat my pussy.
No. Oh.
Some people, though, honestly, you guys, there's some people in the world that just, I know a girl who's getting married who doesn't suck dick, and I'm like, okay, you probably don't come either because you're not.
Right.
Some people just aren't glug glug.
Right.
Don't have the Squid Game 3000.
Mm-hmm. No, you got
to
have
suck
this,
or not.
Or not suck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Some people, I guess, but I mean, yeah, that's annoying if he doesn't go down on her. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, you got to.
And terms
be
for
that.
Jail.
You gotta be, dude.
And then go to jail.
That's a lawsuit.
Go to jail and get your
asshole ate.
Get your
and come back out and eat
then
mine.
Come back out. Yeah.
That's that.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
Jail. That's not right.
Sometimes I have a hard time because of my Lexapro and shit.
Yeah.
But,
me too.
Yeah, but.
But we still making it happen. You get down there and. You finish.
I would
off.
Give that man a the book. Fact, I would give the man the female orgasm book.
The fact that you just said, I have a hard time. Like, you wanted to keep it a secret, but you're like spinning, get your asshole eaten, and then come and eat mine. Like, but you're like.
And at the beginning of the pod, I was like, I go full demon on a man. Ooh, and now I'm like, sometimes it's hard for me to look a man in the eyes while he's inside of
you,
me.
You have multiple personalities.
Yeah, I definitely do. It's a problem, actually. Yeah. It's an insane.
That's too many people to make one man like.
I know, actually. I'm like, hey, sorry, it's the other one.
The guy's trying to make you come, but it's the wrong personality.
It really is. It's really hard.
You're like from Split, the movie.
Except it's like 10 people. It's kind of a problem. Death of a chill girl. I feel fine. I don't know.
death of a chill girl with your hood up.
You're so with chill.
No emotion.
You're so None. Chill.
I'm so chill.
You're like the Grim Reaper.
I know. I feel like I'm not chill, but I feel like I'm pretty cool about it. I feel like I'm communicative about it.
I sprinkle it in, baby.
You know what I mean?
I feel like you're very good.
I'm trying to enter a phase of my life where I date people and I'm not toxic about it.
Welcome to the 30s.
I'm trying.
You're trying.
I'm trying.
You're growing. You're learning evolution.
I've been crazy before. I've been manipulative. I'm
crazy. I need to be more like vulnerable with guys.
Yeah.
Because I'll get like, I'll go crazy in my head. And then like, when I see them, I'm like, okay, everything's fine.
I know. But I'll go crazy in my head.
Yeah.
You've got to be, you want me to give you speed dating advice?
Yes. 6-year anniversary.
Yeah. You've got to start like, not thinking everything is fine. Like, you got to be like, this is what I want. Like, I want you to take me on a date. I want you to take me here. I want this. I want to go to the movies. You got to start like being a boss bitch.
I am a boss bitch.
He does that.
I do that.
She demands a lot from
I demands
men,
a lot. I actually demand too much from
She was
her.
Well,
she was
sometimes like, sometimes I'll be like, she'll be like, I want him to take me on a date. And I'll be like, well, did you tell him? No, I'm just
Well, there's
waiting.
A little bit of stuff they should do.
They should know.
There's some stuff
Well, yeah,
that should,
I can't do everything know. For them. But no, I make, I...
Are you boss bitching?
I boss.
All right.
I have very high expectations for dating. Meanwhile, I give nothing in return. Literally nothing.
Talk about a
Except
chill girl.
Except for that my nails are always done.
Yeah. Mm.
I love when nails are always done, though.
Thank you.
I love when Kate does her nails.
I can't keep up.
I love that.
You gonna pay for it?
Do you want me to... You want me to give you speed dating advice?
Yeah, can you give me advice, actually? Yeah,
I am a boss. I do boss men around often.
I know, but sometimes I say, you should tell him that. And you go, I'll be like, did you tell him? You'll be like, no, I'm kind of waiting for him.
That's why I said I need to be more vulnerable.
Right.
That comes from a long line of issues.
Me too.
Evolution has not fixed for me. Right. I'm waiting on
No,
it.
Yes. That's evolution. You,
that yeah. comes from
you fixing
the wall
it, yeah.
up. You're like, get away
I'm
from
working
yeah.
on
get
it.
Away from
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
And I'm... blowing people constantly in the meantime.
Yeah.
So they have nothing to complain about.
Literally. As long as you blow a guy, like, I feel like the
You're
chill,
all good.
You're a chill girl.
Yeah.
Just by doing that.
They're still alive.
Ashlyn, give me speed dating advice.
Are you sure? This no. That was too much.
I know. That was a lot. I thought it was supposed to be a fun podcast.
I was joking.
This is supposed to be
about
like
about my deepest, darkest truths and secrets that I shared with you in your car.
Yeah, seriously, that's car talk.
You're just calling me out.
That's car talk.
Is this how we're gonna end every podcast? Is,
no,
is where you two
no,
yell
listen,
at me?
I hope you go to the Palm and there's no fucking garlic.
Me too.
In your food.
Enjoy your 6-year anniversary.
And I hope you try to go down on a guy and there's no dick.
Just blood. I'm like. I have to cut it off. I'm like, he's like, you were Jennifer Aniston. You were fucking your sleep.
He's like, chickpeas down here.
Chickpeas in London.
And then Maddie's like, bitches do love grains.
Bitches love grains.
My mouth is full of blood.
I hope you go down on a guy and there's no dick is like the funniest thing I've ever heard. That's the biggest insult you can give someone, especially a straight girl.
I'm literally crying.
Wow. Do you have advice for me?
No, you're good.
No, come on. I'm nervous.
Be chill. You're the opposite of her. You
Show
guys are
girl.
The opposite.
Show
you guys
girl.
You guys are the opposite.
But sometimes we're similar.
Yeah. You are.
I have no choice.
Like, when you guys get on my nerves, you're very similar.
Suck my dick, bitch. Okay. Well, I feel like that's
suck
our pod.
My chickpea.
Yeah, I think that's our pod.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Where can we go? Find you guys?
You can find me going down on a guy. There's no dick.
Oh, no.
Done. Ashlyn.
You can find me shitting on someone's bed.
You can find me picking
okay,
garlic.
Heard. Caroline, where can we find you?
Picking garlic.
And you Slicing can find me. You can find me soaking in Salt Lake City. See you there.
You can find me at Gooba Cotting Jr. Gooba Cotting Jr.
What the hell did you just
say? I'm out of here, guys. I gotta go get my pussy in.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.